From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. President Donald Trump is set Thursday to loosen the government's enforcement of a rule that bars churches from participating in political activity. Trump plans to sign an executive order that would give maximum enforcement discretion to the country's tax agency in tracking the ban on religious groups' political activity. His order also would give regulatory relief to conservative religious groups that object to provisions of the national health care reforms advocated by former President Barack Obama. He greeted Christian conservatives at the White House on what's been designated as a National Day of Prayer. Trump said the United States is a nation of faith.
Not only are we a nation of faith, but we're a nation of tolerance. As we look at the violence around the world, and believe me, it's violent. I get to see it perhaps better than anybody. We realize how truly blessed we are to live in a nation that honors the freedom of worship. Today, my administration is leading by example as we take historic steps to protect religious liberty in the United States of America.
The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday at the U.S. State Department. A senior State Department official told VOA the U.S. government is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. The meeting comes just days after top diplomats from the ASEAN countries met in Manila and issued a statement criticizing Pyongyang. This is VOA News.